Today I'm reading from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. These are the words in red. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we invite your Holy Spirit to anoint our hearts that we would be able to hear your word this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Reading these verses about the Good Shepherd, I see a picture of Jesus who is all in. Say that with me. All in. And if you want to contrast the statement of all in, I don't know that there's a better song than the Hokey Pokey, right? I put my right hand in, I put my right hand out. I put my right hand in and I shake it all about. Do you know, so much of life we live like the Hokey Pokey, don't we? We go in for a moment and then we come back out. There are all kinds of things that we will commit to in our lives, and we'll be all in for a moment and then we come back out. We come all in and we will shake the world. We will talk about one thing that has our attention, our passion, and then the next moment, just as quickly as it came, we will do the Hokey Pokey, turn ourselves around, and we will be out the picture again. In John 10, verse 11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." In the example of the good shepherd, Jesus is not dancing the Hokey Pokey. Matter of fact, when you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus is all in everything that he does. He is all in with his relationship to the Father. Jesus is all in as it relates to his relationship with others. He is all in bringing healing to the sick. Jesus is all in when it relates to forgiving sins. Jesus is all in establishing the disciples in a community of believers. Jesus is all in all the way to Jerusalem. And over again, you will see the path to Jerusalem in what Jesus says. When Jesus says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And again in verse 14, when Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." And then at the end, in verses 17 and 18, the Father loves me because I lay down my life. I have the power to lay down my life. That throughout today's story, throughout the reading of John chapter 10, Jesus is all in. And the way that he is all in, the way that he proves that he is all in, that on this Sunday of Easter, that we see Jesus is all in, because he says that the way to being all in leads to him laying down his life and taking it up again. We love our Christmas and Easter only brothers and sisters, right? We love our Christmas and Easter only brothers and sisters. Man, you must have a level of commitment today, because there's not, it's not Scouting Sunday. It's not Confirmation Sunday. You know, I talked to some friends today. I was concerned about the attendance in the sanctuary today, because we've had the cantata, we've had Easter, we had Confirmation, we had Scouting. And then what do we have special about today? Today, it is special because Jesus is all in, right? And if you're here today, you're here to hear the message about how Jesus is all in. And in this very simple language of the Greek, when Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," Jesus is preaching an entire sermon with those few words. When Jesus says, "I am," it reminds us of the egoimi, of when Moses encountered God, church. When God revealed a part of God's character to Moses when he said, "I am that I am." Jesus is using the language of the Heavenly Father by saying, "I am," and then the Good Shepherd. This Greek word for good is kalo, and not only does it mean good, but it also means model. Jesus is saying, "I am the model shepherd, and it is good." And the model shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Man, Jesus is preaching a sermon with those words. He's not doing the hokey pokey. He is all in. But there's not just an all-in Jesus in this story. In verse 12, we're introduced to the hired hand. One might even say a half-hearted hired hand. See if you can say that as fast as you can, all right? Half-hearted hired hand. The hired hand in verse 12, the hired hand who is not the shepherd, John tells us, and does not own the sheep, seeing the wolf or seeing wolves, leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them in verse 12. Boy, it's a hard day in the church when you think you're in relationship to sheep, and instead you find out you've met a wolf, right? And just like in the fruit of the Spirit, you can tell who is a follower of Jesus by their fruit. Does it reveal the fruit of the Spirit? You can also tell who is the wolf, because it tells us, John tells us, Jesus tells us that wolves scatter and snatch the sheep. And these incredibly difficult words of verse 13, when it tells us that the hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. You want to know what a disaster is in the world, a disaster in the church, a disaster in your family, is that no matter what kind of relationship that you're in, a marriage, a family, a church, even a nation. You can even think in national terms with this kind of language. There are three ingredients for disaster. One is anyone that's half-hearted. Are you all in or are you half-hearted? I don't know of any marriages that have made it any length of time where one or the other, they're half-hearted. You know, when you get up to make vows at church or on the beach, wherever it is, you're making promises, you know, that you will not find a marriage that has lasted through the difficult times when someone says, "I think," or we're going to try to be married for the rest of our lives, right? That just doesn't work. Half-hearted promises aren't kept. You have the hired hand. The next is you have the wolf, who wants to scatter, destroy, snatch. That's a recipe for disaster. But the third ingredient is this verse 13. It says that the hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep, does not care, does not love, does not have a sense of affection and desire, a selfless kind of love for the sheep. And the hired hand just runs off every time there's a wolf. We gather together as a church this morning, and all of us are facing some decisions to make in our lives. There are financial decisions, marriages, there are all kinds of places of the deepest parts of pain, and we have to, even our relationships with the church, and right now, we have to come to a place to decide, am I all in, or am I living a half-hearted life? I think the gospel is challenging us to be all in today, right? I really do. Our tithes, our offerings, our prayers, our presents, our gifts, our service, whatever the claim is from God on our lives, I think Jesus is calling us to be all in. And in verse 14 and 15, we then begin to hear Jesus say, again, 14, kind of the love passage of this reading, is Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And no longer does he just say, the good shepherd lays down his life, but he says, I lay down my life. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Verse 15, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Now, how does Jesus know the Father? Are there any barriers between Jesus and the Father? Are there any language differences between Jesus and the Father? Do they live in different rooms of the house? No. I mean, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. It is an example of perfect love, perfect unity. They are expressed in three ways, but it is one God. And Jesus knows the Father, and the Father knows Jesus. Everything that Jesus lived in his life on this earth, the Father knows. The Father felt. Everything that Jesus is experiencing, there is complete and total communion with the Father, all together, at all times. And you think about the closest relationship of Jesus with the Father, and then Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I am the model shepherd. And my own, I know my own, and my own know me. Ezekiel is bringing up that language of the shepherd. The 23rd Psalm that we heard and read together responsively, this language of the shepherd, Jesus is saying, I know my own and my own know me. In a guidepost devotional called All God's Creatures on April the 22nd, had a devotional entitled Bubbles. It's a story of this retired trainer who goes back to this amusement park after years of having been there. And he's getting a tour of the amusement park and all the parts that had changed, the aquarium and all of the different things that are happening at this amusement park. And Chris, who was the trainer, after years and years of being gone, the host tells him that all of these dolphins actually share the same mother, the same matriarch, and her name was Bubbles. And when Chris heard that years and years have gone by, but that the same mother, he knew Bubbles because he had been the one to train Bubbles. And as he is talking to Chris, and as they're having this conversation about the lineage of all these dolphins, here comes Bubbles, after years being separated from him, comes up to the side of the pool and begins to interact with him. And they stay there for the longest time interacting with each other. And Bubbles will follow him through the perimeter of the tank until he leaves. Bubbles knew who trained him. Knew the sound of his voice, knew what his face looked like, and even after years of being apart, came back. I want to ask you, do you know what the voice of God sounds like? Do you know that God knows your voice? God knows your name? God knows where you're struggling? And God doesn't ever forget you. And that the good shepherd, in knowing you, lays down his life for you. I was thinking about the effort it takes to be born. Do you remember the effort it took to be born? No one remembers how much effort it was to be born. Matter of fact, on our own birth, now mothers will share what the experience of suffering is to give birth, right? And as fathers, we will share someone else's story. Oh, that was just so hard, right? No, we barely can talk about it. And yet every single day, the miracle of life happens around us. We're God, using the miracle of how God called us into being, brings forth life. And I've never met a mom who doesn't remember the story of the birth of their children. God spoke us into being before we were even born. God has been walking along with us, knows our stories, knows when we've been faithful, and knows every single time when God has been speaking a direction to us and we've gone the other way. And then in verse 16, Jesus says, "But I have sheep who don't belong to this fold." There are sheep out there who don't belong to this fold. "I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. For there is one flock and one shepherd." I think one of the best testimonies of being a United Methodist is that we don't believe we're the only ones going to heaven. Thanks be to God. That, you know, for Methodists, it is about, this is the best way, the most faithful way we have to living out our faith together. It's not the only way out there. There are other churches who know the Lord, who love Jesus and are seeking out discipleship and God's grace. The United Methodist Church is just one part of the flock, just one part of the fold. It is one part of the larger sense that there are folks, brothers and sisters, who belong to the shepherd, and there is one shepherd. Jesus is all in when it relates to love. Jesus is all in when it relates to bringing in the sons and daughters of God. And that God's grace is so all in on us in our brokenness that nothing stands in the way for God to be able to speak our name. And here we are. We have to make a decision. Are we going to follow the voice or are we going to run away? And in verse 17 and 18, I've been praying about these verses. It says, For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life and to take it up again. And that no one has the power to take it from me, but I lay down my life on my own accord to take it up by my own power. All right, Jesus, so what are you trying to say? What are you trying to tell us? Often when I read the Bible and I see the works of Jesus, I want to say, right on, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for laying down your life. I was thinking about Ford Mustangs. I don't know. Are there any Ford Mustang fans in the room? All right here's one. I got a witness. All right, there's another back there. Online, there. I imagine there are. Now, the thing about Ford Mustangs is that they've got a great thing going right now. But they haven't always had a great thing going. Over the years, they've had some models of cars that are an embarrassment to the name, right? In the late 80s, there was a Ford Mustang that didn't look anything like the car today, right? They have the same name, but it's a different model. And then I go back to this sense of Jesus saying, "I am the model shepherd." I wonder if Jesus in this verse, in these verses, is not only telling us that he's the good shepherd, but watch this. What if Jesus is not only saying, "I am the good shepherd," but "I'm also the good model. I'm the best addition of being a human being there is." And that I'm not just telling you that I am the good shepherd and I lay down my life for the sheep. What if Jesus is saying to all of us that in order to follow this model, this shining star of an excellent model, some of those Ford Mustangs had four-cylinder engines in them, all right? What if Jesus is saying, I am the plus version of what it is to be a human being, and not just that, but that I am telling you that you can model yourself after me. You can model the way that you live. You have the power to decide if you're going to live for Jesus or not. You have the power to decide if you're going to come to church or not. You have the power to decide, are you going to be kind in your interactions with others or not? You can decide right now. God has given you the power to decide that you're going to be loving or not. And that when we hear Jesus say, the Father loves me because I choose to lay down my life, that Jesus is challenging all of us then to follow in his footsteps, to model our way of living life that is so committed, that is all in, so that when we face the temptations to, all right, I'm in today, but tomorrow I'm not. Or in this area of my life, I'm gonna live my area of my life in the church, but I'm gonna keep this hand over here and shake it all about, right? That Jesus was total in his commitment to lay down his life for you, for all of us. And it says that Jesus has the power to take it up again. That when we follow in his love, do you know death doesn't have the last word on any of us? Just as Jesus had the power to be raised from the dead, and in seemingly ways in John's gospel, it is that the Father has given Jesus the power to be raised up, that we, not just after death, but in this moment right now, Jesus has given us power to live life and to live it, showing the fruit of the Spirit, following the Good Shepherd. So the word of challenge and the invitation today is for all of us that we would live all in. I'm in every place that I'm not, Lord, I want to be all in. And I'm going to make a commitment today, Lord, that I want to open myself up, God, that if I'm not all in, that you reveal that to me. And would you be willing today to pray that prayer? Jesus, I want to live all in. And if you know where you're not, or if you're wondering, God, where am I holding back from God? That would be a collective prayer today. Lord Jesus, I want to live all in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.